It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Evans, he is the PBA Union President. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing well this morning, John. Few incidents that have happened recently with Mark Grisanti and the video of him shoving a cop, and also the Monroe County DA not pulling over and then having a verbal back and forth with a police officer. With these videos surfacing and resurfacing, thought we'd have you on to talk about this and just see how common it is. So my first question to you, John, you know, what we saw on video with Mark Grisanti shoving a cop, not being charged for that. We'll get to that one in a moment. But with these videos, with these elected officials, these officials in positions of leadership, is this something that we're seeing more than just the two times we saw in these videos?
I mean, not locally, to my, you know, to my understanding, it's not been that prevalent. Once in a while, you know, something will happen and it'll be brought to light. It's nothing that obviously we enjoy seeing. It does absolutely, I believe, undermine the effectiveness of the police officers, you know, across the board. I know that, you know, they have to be, and I say held accountable, but in these cases, in these instances, at any rate, it seems that the public is going to, be able to, you know, either vote them in or vote them out. If a majority of the public, the voting public, finds that these acts are, you know, aggressive or in that manner.
Is it surprising to you when you see these videos, when you see a judge like Mark Grisanti in, you know, an altercation with an officer, shoving an officer, when you see a DA who I'm guessing works with officers pretty regularly, the DA in Monroe County, refusing to pull over and then using the line, "I'm the DA, just write the ticket, I'm the one who prosecutes it"? Are you surprised when you see videos like this?
Yes. Yes, I guess in that sense, we are fortunate that it doesn't happen, you know, that frequently. Again, could it lead to strained relationships between the public and the police officers? I guess it could if that behavior is deemed to be acceptable, right? I guess that's our fear. We don't want to see it catch on and become the norm.
When you see videos like this come out, and both of these videos were caught with body cam footage, I mean, you know, this is one of the many reasons that police officers have body cam. Is this an example of the body cam doing the job they were there for?
Yeah, it does. The body cams have been helpful in that sense. There is some, you know, level of transparency, which is something we actually, you know, wanted to see occur, because we did have a great deal of false accusations being made against police officers and the like. And at this, you know, with these body cams, with the advent of them, it permits IAD to, I want to say, dispose of nonsense, frivolous accusations, but it does help in that manner.
When seeing after all this, Mark Grisanti, he's going to stay on the New York bench after all this was caught on tape. What are your thoughts of him staying on the bench?
I mean, I guess my issue there, they did the, I'm not sure what they call it, the attorney review board, at any rate, that made that determination. You hate to judge a person based on, you know, a single incident. I mean, in a Grisanti case, it appeared it might have been alcohol fueled, which, you know, doesn't help things. But I guess the same way I don't want to see, police officers judged by a single incident. I can't then hold, you know, the politicians to a different standard or what have you there. Again, it's behavior that, you know, we're happy that, you know, doesn't happen or doesn't happen frequently. But again, I'm not sure, you know, as far as, you know, the Grisanti anyways, I don't know that he's had any other run-ins or anything with police or anything like that. So, you know, as long as there's not a pattern of, you know, disrespectful behavior, which I guess you could attribute that, you know, those actions on that day to. But again, you don't want to, you know, judge a person when they're, you know, having their worst day, basically, when police are called.
Now, this might sound like I'm repeating the question, but, you know, when you see him stay on the bench, does that make it more difficult for police officers to do their job? Meaning, you know, if I'm just a regular...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or citizen, which, you know, I am, and I see, well, a judge got away with that. Maybe I can, at the very least, be more, you know, be more vocal if I'm involved in a traffic stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does this somehow make it more difficult for police officers to conduct their job?
Well, it certainly could. If it becomes, you know, publicized that he or she, you know, conducted themselves in this manner and there was no repercussions. Yeah, that's that could lead to problems down the road for sure.
We're on the line with John Evans. He's the PBA union president. John, the Sandra Dorley incident, the Monroe County district attorney, she was getting pulled over for going 20 miles over the speed limit, never pulled over. For an average citizen, right, if a police officer is trying to pull me over and I just keep driving and driving, what usually is the practice? Is it normal for the officer to just follow someone home? What usually happens in that case?
Well, if it's simply in Buffalo anyway, if it's simply a traffic infraction, you're not to, you know, we're directed not to chase. And so in that case, you'd run the player, you know, have the plate, try to ascertain, you know, the driver's identity as best you're able. And then, you know, you can either swear to a warrant card or, you know, try to pick them up at another time to issue the ticket. I guess I'm not really that familiar with that incident. I mean, I did see some on, you know, the different media outlets, the social media outlets. But I don't know the totality, I guess, of the the incident. I don't know what her, you know, her mindset was or what caused that or what have you. She was elected, it's my understanding, I don't know, four or five, you know, times. So my guess is she normally does a pretty good job. Again, I'm not familiar with her, you know, in any cases that I could, you know, point to as far as her prosecutorial skills. But again, it's your hope, or our hope, is in a situation like that where, you know, she was just having a bad day, and you hope to be able to chalk it up to that. I'd like to talk, you know, or I'd like to find out from the Webster officers, I guess, what her demeanor was before and after that, right? Did she call and apologize? Did she, you know, to what extent did she try to make it right, so to speak? Again, those are things I'm not aware of.
John, you know, it's good to hear that it's not common for people in positions of power to act like this. I'm glad to hear that. Let's talk about just average citizens. You know, these videos, obviously, they get the play because it's elected officials. It's people. It's a judge. It's the district attorney. But how often do incidents like that happen with the everyday citizen? Is this something that we see happen more often? Average? How many times have we seen incidents like this with citizens here in Buffalo?
Sure, citizens. There's some. And going back to when I was on the street, basically, some people just have a defiance in them. It's seemingly inbred that you know, police are bad, and you can defy them, and you're going to be, you know, somehow rewarded for it. I never understood it, but there's some vehicles when you're, you know, cars you pull over, they're just defiant from day one or the first minute of the stop to it till its end. Actually, even in traffic court, it seems they just won't accept maybe that they did do something wrong. It's just, I don't know. It's the only thing I could explain it, because it seems like it's just it's pounded into their head, and I don't know if it's from their environment or their household they're in or what have you, but they just you know, they want to be defiant with the police. They don't want to produce their license. They don't want to answer any questions. And again, okay, that's fine, but you conduct yourself in that manner, you're likely going to get, you know, three or four summonses where potentially, you know, you could have gotten off with a warning. So, you know, that it doesn't always help them or to act in that such a defiant manner.
Now, John, my final question for you is something that came out on my weekday show. You were saying the best practice when you get pulled over. Now, I have not gotten a ticket in 5 years, but before that, I was getting a lot of tickets. I'm not proud of it, but let's just say I was not the best driver through college and through my 20s. And I learned the best thing to do when you get pulled over is when the officer asks, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" to just be honest, because you're not going to score any points from saying, "I have no idea."
Oh, no. Oftentimes when someone, you know, you walk up next to the car and they apologize for if they ran a red light or stop sign or if they were speeding, and they acknowledge it right, you know, right away, it definitely puts the I guess it puts you at ease, but it puts you at ease somewhat to, in that they did acknowledge that. And then again, human nature, you're much more apt to say, "Okay, well, have a great day and be on your way," versus, "All right, I'm going to need your license and registration," and then to go back and, you know, input a traffic summons.
For sure. Hey, John Evans, he's the PBA union president. John, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and joining us today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.